Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
An absolutely cheeky entry into the canon from Guy Montgomery on this episode. A man who is barely able to say a word out loud. He's so tired. I have a vague memory, actually, of this night and of him falling asleep for the majority of the movie. And honestly, I just felt bad for the guy. And that's what you hear in the episode. You hear a friend worried about his friend, willing to take the reins. Because normally, hey, you know me, I'd be calling that shit out from Monty. I'd be calling him a big old bag of shit, and I'd be poking in a prodding. But there is a delightful moment, I want to say about 5 or 6 minutes into this episode, where you just hear Monty absolutely surrender himself and surrender the reins of the episode over to me. And I knew I had a job to do on behalf of both of us and for our audience, and I stepped in and I did it. It's a good, I like this episode. Is it because it's 90% Timbo? Look, it's not for me to say. I'm not sure. But I think it's a good one. A lot of fun features. Not our regular features, though. But by that, I mean things like shouting out cereal, which I hadn't heard at the time. Like, that was this... Talk about time capsule. Podcast talking on podcast. Guy Montgomery big upsing this brand new Have You Heard of It Yet podcast series called Serial by NPR. Spoiler alert. Anyway, enjoy a, I'm going to say, heroic, energized Timbo and the sleepiest Monty you're likely to find on the season.
Hi, I'm Reggie Watts, and you're listening to The Worst Idea of All Time.
Welcome to the podcast.
That's not how we start the podcast, guy. Pick up the microphone, guy. Guy, stop rubbing your hair. Pick up the microphone. Introduce the podcast properly.
You're talking to me. We're actually recording right now?
Yes.
Well, what we're doing is we're trying something slightly different this week, whereby we've actually still got roughly 30 minutes of the movie to go. We're at the party scene right now.
The party scene has already been going on for quite a while.
Is
Guy has just woken up as well in the last, I'd say, 5 or 6 minutes. I've given him a peanut brownie to help him get to Farm Bake specifically. How's that treating you?
Yeah, it's good, man.
Good.
I'm glad that, I mean, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we've made this decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, this streamlines the whole process in a lot of ways. We've cut a slight corner on this one, especially considering you were asleep for the rest of it, and now you're watching it as you do the podcast.
Mm.
You know, it feels like a cut corner.
A free throw.
Yeah, man. I'm questioning the whole project. I'm questioning the whole thing. Really, really,
look,
really, really questioning it.
I feel like we got a lot of good love over the internet over the last week. It's been a while between innings for us.
Except today.
Except today. Can you explain what happened?
We got I think the kids call it shade these days. We've got shade thrown at us on our Facebook group.
Some people were throwing shade.
We chucked up the poster of last week's episode, which put a little quote on, a little pull quote from yourself, old Monty. And I spelled Taylor Lautner's last name wrong, so sorry about that. Very embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Some guy wrote under it. Now, I can't remember the exact wording, and he subsequently deleted it. But he said, like, come on, guys, this only had 19 likes. Do something more constructive with your life, for fuck's sake.
I like that we are creating a breaking point for someone else. Neither of us know who the person who wrote this message is. But I like the fact that he is so impacted by what we're doing from that far away that he's melting down online. I can't imagine how Adam Sandler will feel when he finds out that we are watching it.
I did send him a message. I replied to his comment, and I said to him, your feedback has been noted and quickly disregarded. Thank you.
Oh.
And then he deleted.
Suck it, bruh.
And then he deleted his message, and he sent us a message. He sent us a non-public message, like not a post.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get to it though, because I don't understand all of these things.
It's unimportant. Hey, look, can you please make sure you're in charge of the shape and general feel of this week's episode of the podcast?
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, here we go. Episode 37 is what we're up to right now. That means we've got 15 more watches of the movie, plus the remaining bit of the movie that's playing out right in front of our eyes. This is a creepy bit at the moment where Adam Sandler's talking to his daughter in the bedroom. The lighting's very ominous while a party's going on downstairs in Lenny Fader's backyard, comprising of hundreds of people and various members of the old Jay Giles band, famous for their hit Centerfold, I think is the name of the song.
La, 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 la.
That's the one. There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening in the movie, as I'm sure you can appreciate. We got sent a message from that guy. I don't know his name. I was going to leave his name out anyway, but you were going to say his name on the podcast, the guy who was throwing shade at us, because he sent us a message afterwards and he said, hey, listen, I'm sorry I was so negative to you guys. I had a fight with my girlfriend. I don't want to bore you with the details, but I got into a negative zone, or words to that effect.
I quite like that we're part of his personal life like that. Like, that we are a reasonable outlet for sort of frustrated or confused emotion from a real life argument someone's had with their spouse.
Yeah, it bled through, man.
Like, I love that. You know, we deserve it. Or we don't deserve it, but we have created this thing wherein we're watching a movie for the 37th time. Like, if you are going to chuck some negative energy at someone, it might as well be us.
Yeah, totally. Here's another guy who isn't even the original guy. This guy's name is Cody Scott, and he just said, please just give up. And okay. I put a post up publicly saying something. It was in response to the haters today.
No love for the haters.
It says, here it is. Well, guys, some of you are trying to slow or stop us completely, but we won't. We're watching it again tonight. You just watch us. And then I put a link there to a YouTube video, and if you click on that link, you will find that it is to a Stan Bush song called Never Surrender. And the lyrics to that song go, never surrender, never say die. You've got the heart of a hero. Never surrender. I think it was the theme song for a movie called Kickboxer, I think, with Jean-Claude Van Damme in the 80s, and it really just captures the spirit, I think, of what we're doing here.
Tim Bat.
Well,
the wiry, tenacious fighter, Tim Bat.
Of the project, you know. You're sleeping your way to the top.
Slippery. You're slippery.
Guy Montgomery. In a way where you're not having sex with someone, but you're literally asleep. But you will still...
In fairness to me, I did the first 20 minutes. I was so tired. And I said, I said to you...
I've never seen you so tired.
I'm not... This is no way I'm not going to... I'm just going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And it was a really deep and effective sleep. And like, I almost to the point where it's contentious that this is my 38th watch.
Seventh.
Yeah. And yeah. Like, I missed the bulk of 20 minutes, blackout, wake up. Suddenly, we're at the party scene. Tim Batts thrust a microphone under my face.
Well, here's the good news. I'm picking up the slack with our regular features today. And I want to kick it off with the Paddy Schwartz party time. Because we've been inundated since our last podcast with people posting up to our wall. And we really appreciate this. Everyone letting us know that Paddy Schwartz, it would seem, is now dating Miley Cyrus.
That's right, romantically linked.
Which is pretty fucking cool for Paddy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I look at this news and I sort of get excited. I think, I mean, if we know anything about Paddy, we know that he's a man who's not afraid of partying, certainly likes to party, has been seen partying before. And, I mean, you look at a girl like Miley, who's obviously, she's sort of diverging quite far from her family-friendly Christian child star image, and also exploring the possibilities of a party herself, you know, whether that be through smoking a drug like marijuana, say, or just drinking a high percentage IPA on a Tuesday afternoon, you know, and getting snapped by the pap snap doing that. And so, I mean, for the union to take place between Paddy Schwartz, who, as I've said, knows how to party, and Miley, who's exploring a more of a party girl image, is exciting. I think it's a real miracle that I mean, the big gossip wheel hasn't been churning faster and harder in American news on account of this revelation. Tim, I'd love to know what you think about the union.
I'm so happy about it. I've got nothing but love for Paddy Schwartz. Both of us are in that boat, I think. I mean, I actually quite dig Miley Cyrus. I think she's cool. And, I mean, you know, as a lot of people have said, she was famous for her song Party in the USA. Paddy Schwartz is known for his partying. It's a Paddy Schwartz party in the USA. This couldn't be going any better. I hope they get married and have little party kids. Yeah.
There's a party in the USA.
They will come out of Miley Cyrus's womb twerking right there in the operating theatre. They will be, by the age of 3, tearing rooms asunder. Where most kids learn how to walk, they will be learning how to cartwheel into a scene and just out-act anyone in the room. You know what I mean? It's going to be huge. And I couldn't be happy about it.
Hey,
I want to go to their wedding. Do you know how great that wedding would be, bro? It would literally be the best party that's ever happened. It would literally be the best party that's ever happened. And you know that Billy Ray Cyrus is going to be there? A hero of mine. Are you kidding me? Have you heard the song Achy Breaky Heart?
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. I just don't think it'll understand.
You have heard the song. So listen, on to a more serious note, with the Paddy Schwartz party time today. Now, I couldn't remember whether or not you've brought this up before, Guy, but when we first meet the lads at the quarry from the frat, he gets handed a beer, Paddy Schwartz does, by one of the other guys.
I have brought this up.
Oh, you have? Okay, damn it. Well, I'm going to do
like
it anyway.
A double beer, multi-handed.
No. Disaster. Oh, no, it's not that. No. It's similar, but it's not that. So he gets handed a beer, and I didn't check to see that it had a cap on the top of it, but presumably it's a full beer. You wouldn't hand someone an empty bottle. And then Paddy Schwartz starts swinging it round, and you can tell there's no liquid in it. And in between those two times, about 10 seconds has passed. So one of two things has happened. Either, number one, Paddy Schwartz has bitched out in the same way that Adam Sandler's kid and Chris Rock's kid did and tipped it out somewhere. Or Paddy Schwartz just slammed a beer in 10 seconds, bro. Which I've only seen that done once before. And I'd like to share when that happened. A little tale. Crump, I don't think, listens to the podcast. He's an old school chum of mine, a great man. He's a builder.
Yeah, bloody good on you, Crump.
Crump got...
Hey, shout out to all of our listeners who are builders.
Yeah, and builders who aren't listeners. And
shout out to all builders.
If you're in construction or in some way associated with housing...
I'd like to do a shout out right now to anybody who's never listened or never will listen to the podcast.
Basically just any carbon-based life form.
Hey.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to anyone who thinks this is a stupid idea.
Yeah, we don't want to limit it. Not just to, you know. This is a shout out to the haters.
No love for the haters. The haters. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. From the west to the east to the north to the summertime makes it hot.
Getting jiggy with it.
Na 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 na.
So
na 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 na.
There we were.
Na 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 na.
On a lovely summer's day, I can't remember whose house we were at. We were at a house party. You see, guy, and there were some boys from the South Island at the party.
Yeah,
they challenged Crump to a drink competition because apparently they weren't aware of Crump's legendary drinking.
Lady Mainlanders.
Crump actually, I believe if memory serves, got told by the doctor once that he had to chill out or he would, how do you say, die.
I believe this.
And he did. He shifted into a lower gear and subsequently he's doing awesome. He's bought a house. He's doing great.
Oh, good job, Crump.
So anyway, so the first guy goes and just down the gut, just gets the beer, opens the cap, boom, down the hatch, right? As fast as gravity can pour it. And he thinks that he's won the drinking competition. Unbeknownst to him, Crump has drunk the beer faster than gravity can pour it by literally like tipping the beer perpendicular to his head and sucking in 330 mils of water, yeast, sugar. I think there's barley in beer. The whole contents of that body.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hops, malt.
Hops, there we go. Faster than gravity could pour it, mate.
That
he
is
schooled,
a miracle.
He schooled that South Islander. He really schooled him. He really embarrassed him at his own game.
So suck on that, mate. Okay, we're at the sort of climactic fight scene of the film right now.
This is when all the extras come out to shine.
We're dancing on the ceiling. And like Charlotte, Chris Rock's daughter, is sort of singing.
Can you see Adam Sandler there in the hat?
Yeah.
Do you reckon he turned up this day? Because you don't see his face in most of this shit. I reckon he just got a stunt double to come in for him. He's a pretty general build. Like there'd be a lot of people who could be Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
he's in the most.
I mean,
basic
but like,
costume.
Why would he? Why would Adam Sandler just take this day off?
Because fucking,
he's
done
the other
30, all the
he's
writing,
done the 30 other 39 days off.
He took all the writing days off. No. Like, we really should meet up to write the script, Adam.
This
and Adam's like, nah, I'm going to
this
movie's Hawaii.
A triumph in terms of showing that you can't. You know, dreams are big, dreams are free. You can ad lib a 1 hour and 41 minute movie. And it can still have an emotional core. It can make a cohesive sense. I mean, you can meet really meaty sort of three-dimensional characters who pop off the screen.
In a lot of ways, this movie is representative of the American dream in that if you choose that you don't want to work but you throw enough money at a situation, you'll be able to get even more money out of it by cheating people out of their money vis-a-vis theatergoers.
So, yeah.
So in a lot of ways, Adam Sandler's really superseded Arnie's dream, but he's used Arnie's son in the vehicle to do it. There's a beautiful poetry.
What we're watching now is Kate Hudson's brother, Paul Hudson, who's dressed as Indiana Jones. He's in a fight scene, which, honestly, it looks like he got hired for the job, and on his acting CV, he'd written stage combat. And they were like, okay, whatever, Paul. And then Paul was like, no, it'd be really cool if I could use it. If I could use the stage combat, that'd be really great, because I'm actually really good at stage combat. And they hired him. And then he wound up doing this sort of fucking elaborate, ludicrous dance. I don't know.
It's like capoeira, doing.
I don't have any point.
He's gone to three capoeira classes and claimed that he did stage combat, and he's just busted that out. It's so, fuck, TVs are distracting, eh, when they're on. Like, the movies, it's all there, you know?
Whenever there's a screen around me, my natural inclination is to just look at it.
That's how they're designed, man.
They're conditioned.
I read a book about that once by a professor who had done all this research into the effects of television. And it turns out all of them are bad. Yeah.
Bullshit.
They're all bad effects. Like, TVs brainwash you because of... Well, actually, his research was all based off old CRT TVs, so it's probably different now. But how the flicker rate, the refresh rate, the hertz at which they go at, they fuck with your brain, man. They really mess with you. They make you vulnerable,
Tim,
susceptible to advertising.
Tim, I feel like I'm really not doing a good job on the podcast this week, and I just want to say sorry to you for that.
Guy, you're doing great. How dare you?
And I would like to pick up the slack. I mean, time is we are moving along at a rapid rate.
Oh yeah.
So pick up the slack and take over the Steve Buscemi Mystery Tour.
The Steve Buscemi Mystery Tour is coming to take you away. Coming to take you away. This may or may not have been influenced tonight's theory on how Steve Buscemi sustained his injuries, which he refers to once in the film. We haven't seen the first Grown Up, so we have to guess each week as to the origin story of them. And this may or may not have been influenced by a particular brand new Christopher Nolan film that's come out, which I've seen twice in a week.
Yeah.
However, I now believe that Steve Buscemi's character time traveled back in time and kicked his own ass.
Why? That sounds like Looper.
Yeah, or that Back to the Future.
Bruce Willis, Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
Oh, it does sound way more like Looper. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
This is elaborate. You think Steve Buscemi's character in Grown Ups is a time traveler?
Here's the interesting reason.
A self-loathing time traveler.
Here's the interesting reason why. Steve Buscemi is such a emotional animal in Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2 that what he did is he discovered a time machine by accident. He went back in time and he saw his previous self fooling around with his girlfriend, which is completely kosher because it's still him.
Yeah.
But in the moment, in the heat of the moment, he didn't rationalize that it was him.
It's confusing.
He just went, that's not me. Someone else is fooling around with my girlfriend. Yeah. And started kicking his own past version's ass.
Why did he take it out on Chris Rock?
Because Chris Rock saw the whole thing play out, and he knows, and Chris Rock can't tell too many people, and Steve Buscemi knows that, because it will alter the course of the future. And so it's just a little
there's
inside
all these
joke.
Rules around time travel you've got to obey.
It's very confusing.
Hey, can we just? I know it's not necessarily related to Grown Ups 2, but I got addicted to a podcast this week, and I'd like to discuss it.
Okay.
Have you listened to Serial?
No,
it's from the makers of This American Life.
Oh, okay.
It's like a non-fiction story told bit by bit, like a serial, like the clues in the name.
Yeah.
And it is honestly phenomenal. Now, I was in Wellington for work this week.
Uh-huh.
I had a bit of time on my hands during the daytime. Yeah. I literally spent an entire day
walking
around Wellington in some weird figure eight listening to the podcast Serial.
Fuck, all right, mate.
So Moorish.
Christ.
It was so good.
I can't believe how unrelated this is. I mean, that's a great recommendation, I assume. I'll definitely check it out. It's a hearty recommendation. And NPR, they make a fabulous podcast, there's no doubt about it. But Jesus, mate, you are off track, Monty.
What do you expect?
I want to read a message.
Adam Sandler is mercifully finally going to bed after what is the longest, biggest, most ludicrous sized day.
He's going to make love to his pregnant wife, and the way that he really gets her in the mood is by farting, burping,
burp
sneezing
burp
in her face.
I did it. I burp started.
I did it for the baby.
I did it for the baby.
So we had some fans in Sheffield get in touch with us, and I said, basically, thanks for getting in touch. And I can't remember what they said, actually, or what I said, but they sent a subsequent message, which is thus. I'm going to read it for you now, Guy.
Okay, please.
Cheers for getting back to us. That's so cool. Sorry to message you again so soon, but I thought I should share. Got my housemate into the podcast too. That's what we in New Zealand called flatmates, or in America you'd call a roommate, I guess.
Yeah.
A dorm mate.
Yeah, mate.
What have you? Sounds like you've swallowed the mic. Got my housemate into the podcast too. So tonight when I said, shall we watch a film, he was all, yeah, let's watch Grown Ups too. And I'm like, duh, hey, yeah, why not? Fuck. I actually need to go back and listen to old Worst Idea episodes as some kind of therapy for the mind rape that just happened. You guys are hardcore. I mean, like, you're onto some check yourself into Guantanamo Bay for fun shit right there. I'm stunned. Even after all the warnings. What? Some crazy alchemy going on for that bollocks to turn into a hilarious podcast. I might kidnap Adam Sandler and force him to listen to it for the rest of eternity. So that I didn't realize it had such heavy platitudes at the end. I probably wouldn't have read it if I knew that. But that's lovely. It's very sweet. I don't want to blow our own trumpet, but it's nice that we've got people in Sheffield listening. And I like that they dip their toes in the water with a watch of the film, and then they quickly jumped out of the water and they went, this water's too shitty.
Well, it's confusing, isn't it? I mean, whether or not we want people to watch the movie. Like, say you've listened to every episode of the podcast so far, and if you're listening and this is you, God bless your soul, and you have never watched it, do not watch the movie. But I mean, if you know, you find yourself with 2 hours on your hands and you're curious and you're thinking, because I can only imagine what bizarre picture we've painted of what is essentially just a regular sort of high budget, sort of family friendly, or what is it meant to be, a family friendly comedy film. Like, we is in passing, we reference the most obscure moments of a film. And so I can understand the curiosity, and it builds and it peaks and you want to watch it.
Okay, here's what I want to do with our remaining time on the podcast, if I may, Guy. Let's try and attempt to do what Peter Dante was unable to do in his press junket. Let's try to describe what this film is in a concise yet poignant and alluring manner.
I'll be the describer, you be the interviewer.
Guy Montgomery, thank you so much for coming in. It's a real pleasure and an honour to meet you. I guess my first question is, can you briefly tell us what is Grown Ups 2 and why should we go and see it?
It's a very exciting movie. I'm not actually involved in it. It's sort of really whatsoever, but I mean, I was lucky enough to catch a preview. In the movie, Adam Sandler, he's moved back to a city, and his grown up friends are there. It's all these dudes, and pretty much it's just they're sort of like really bored. And I think when I watched the movie, I sort of read it as like a sort of a cry for help. You know, from the characters in the within the world of the film, it's them saying, "Hey, look, we're really not doing very well right now. None of us like our jobs, our families, and it's sort of quite a bleak commentary on where we're going as a society in the 21st century, and if we don't sort of look around and pay attention." To our family and friends, and the fact that, you know, what we're doing has real life ramifications. You know, your precious time will slip away.
What do you say to critics who have suggested that Adam Sandler didn't even write a script for this film?
It's difficult to argue with, isn't it? I mean,
gliding all over the subtext that you've read into this. this piece can't possibly have existed on the fly. I mean, surely you've tried to dissect a complete turd and you've found something in there that doesn't exist.
Couldn't have existed on the fly is true. Couldn't have existed on the page. It would also be another way of putting it, in the sense that it couldn't have existed on the page because there were no pages. This is a very sustainable operation we're running on the film here. So what we thought is, rather than writing and printing a script, we'll just circumvent that whole part of the movie making process, and we'll just vibe it, really. We'll just show up on the day and just fucking vibe it.
This role play has gone to a really odd place. But what I'd like to do to close off the podcast is I've found the
merciful,
message.
Merciful.
I've found the message from the guy. I'm going to read it verbatim. Now, should we name him? Probably not, eh?
Just give him his initials.
JR.
JR, baby.
Hey, guys. Really sorry about the hate. I was in a dark place when I commented before. Brackets. I was in a heated fight with my GF. Won't bore you with the details. Close bracket. And have realised now that it wasn't fair to take it out on you guys. You don't have to do what you do, but do it anyway for your fans, and I respect that. Anyway, I've since deleted my comment. I hope we can let bygones be bygones. JR, we absolutely can. We're not here to hold grudges. We're not in the business of, taking things too sensitively and too much
to heart. Jose.
I appreciate you getting in contact with us, even if it is to say, look, what the fuck are you guys doing with your lives?
That's right.
That's one more message than I would have got
great
normally.
Sunday today, and it was really undone by this. And look, I would like to apologize to you, Tim, and to the listeners. I feel like I've been barely hanging on by a thread in this episode. And I mean, I guess that is of interest with regards to the podcast, the whole operation. This has been a real struggle for me. It's been a real push, Tim. And that's not good enough. So I'm going to be coming in next week. I'm going to have a notepad. I'm going to be, really watching the movie. Really watching the movie,
Justin Bieber posters presented courtesy of Bravo Entertainment. I just got told by the credits.
Yeah,
where are their Justin Bieber posters?
Probably at the high school in one of the kids' rooms.
I think it said that it wanted to thank the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as well.
The great thing about the way we've done it this week is that the credits are literally finishing right now. The last thing on the screen says, this is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed in the names herein are fictitious. Any similarity to identification with the location, character, or any person is purely coincidental and not intentional.
Also, a note that no animals were harmed in the making of this film, including the CGI.
And then
moose,
just a big
presumably,
fat bit of marketing for Sony. Make believe.
Now Columbia, TriStar Pictures. Did they merge?
Fuck,
I thought they merged.
I don't know, man.
So Sony Pictures owns Columbia. Columbia owns TriStar.
Nobody cares.
Who owns us though? Fucking no one.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back better, stronger next week. We didn't do our shining lights. My shining light. It doesn't exist.
My shining light was... Oh, wait a minute. I had a different Patty Schwartz as well, which I'm now going to transfer into my shining light. No, it's now my shining
light.
Do
it so fast.
Do
it so quick. Go now.
Oh, he makes an O with his mouth.
Yep, good shining light. Hey, I've been Guy Montgomery.
I've been Tim Batt.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.